Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, May the 27th, 2012.
We welcome you to the service tonight. We're going to sing a little bit before we actually start our prayer time, so I hope you'll join in with us as we sing. Shout to the Lord.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower.
He has delivered me from all.
heaven but you, Lord.
With us tonight, we are again, as I said this morning, really, really excited to see what God is going to do tonight as we pray back to Him the things that He has told us about Himself and His Word. So, if you have your Bibles, we're going to Psalm chapter 103. Psalm chapter 103. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 5. Would you stand with me? As we read this passage, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You may be seated.
As I was thinking about Psalm 103 the last week, really two things that I wanted to say to you before we enter into this time of prayer. First of all, I want you to notice that the psalmist at the beginning is really talking to himself. He's kind of calling himself to action. He says, he's talking to his soul, saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." So it's like he's gathering up his inmost affections, all of his mental capacities, all of his physical strength to bless the Lord. Everything within me, bless his holy name. I was reading a commentary on this passage written by Spurgeon, and he was saying it would be shameful for us when we came to the act of worshiping God to offer anything less than absolutely everything that we have. And I realize that this is tough because some of us, we all walk in here with different circumstances. Some of us are in a really difficult point in our lives, and probably praising the Lord for who he is may be one of the last things that your heart wants to do. A pastor that I worked for has a quote, and he says, "The enduring motivation to pray is that God is worthy to be sought." And I want to tell you that regardless of circumstances tonight, however difficult those may be, our how we feel about God does not determine how we worship God. His word and how he's revealed himself, his true character, is why we worship him tonight. Or this afternoon, you may have been anticipating this service all afternoon. So you may be at a time, a pinnacle of your life, where the joy of the Lord is in your heart. And I want to call you as well, all of your mental capacities, all of your physical strength, all the emotion that you can muster tonight as we're worshiping God, that's what we want to give. And secondly, it says, "All that is within me, bless his holy name." So in verses 2 through 4, he talks about things that God has done for us. He has forgives our iniquities, heals our diseases, redeems our lives from the pit. But before he gets there, he says, "Worship, bless the holy name of God." God is worthy to be prayed to. He is worthy to be blessed. He is worthy to be worshiped, not just for the things that he does for us. If God had never done anything for us, if he had never sent Christ to die for our sin, he would still be worthy of all of our worship and all of our affection. So I want to encourage you with that. Now we're going to take some time and we're going to pray. I invite you to get up out of your seats and come to the microphones. You'll see them here in the aisles and upstairs as well. There's two. And don't be shy. Let's move to the microphones as quickly as possible. I'm going to open us in prayer, and then we will give you time to pray corporately. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you are holy, as David tells us in Psalm 103. God, you are worthy to be worshipped, not for what you do for us, but for the very fact that you are and who you are. So we thank you for that.
Thank you, dear Father, that you are unchanging, that you're always the same, and that we can look to you for everything. Thank you, Father, that you never change.
I praise you, Father, tonight for your mercy, for your grace, for your covenant loyalty that we heard about this morning, Lord. We praise you for who you are.
As you say here in verse 10, thank you for not dealing with me according to my sins and rewarding me according to my iniquities, because they are many.
Psalm 107 is God's provision for the redeemed. And it says that they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them to their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Lord, we thank you for being the great physician, for healing us from our sin, but also healing us from our physical infirmities.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in integrity. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Dear Lord, we're not going to forget the benefits that come with salvation and knowing you. All the benefits, our health, our sickness, our strengths, our weaknesses, Lord, who we are, what you've made us. Lord, we love you. We praise your name. We want to serve you. We're not going to forget you.
The Lord says, don't brag about your wisdom or strength or wealth. If you feel you must brag, then have enough sense to brag about worshiping me, the Lord. What I like best is showing kindness, justice, and mercy to everyone on the earth.
Father God, your word says in Ephesians that God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead in our sins, that God gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. And so we have the future we have. We have the promise of heaven. And I thank you, Father, because there is nothing that can keep us, Father, from your love. It says in Romans that nothing can separate us from your love, not angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation. And how we praise you, Father God, for that promise that you are always with us. Praise your holy, righteous name.
But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at last, your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you that we have a way. When we die, we go to heaven, and thank you that you protect us every day, even in hard times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness, your rich mercy. We thank you for the wisdom that you give in every situation, for the light and guidance you give in every path that we take. We thank you for the joy that you give in sorrow, for the strength that you give in pain. God, we worship you tonight. Would you stand with me as we sing the hymn that's so rich in lyrics? Oh, worship the King.
Oh, worship the King.
Worship continues tonight, and we join together as a body to do what God has called us to do. I'm going to invite you right now to get in groups of three or four. You can move across the aisle. You don't have to stay in your spot. Let me give you a second to kind of get yourself situated, and then I'll tell you what we're going to do next. So just kind of circle up, huddle up, in groups of three or four, and then I'll tell you what's coming next. We're going to, in these groups, pray together and do what Psalm 103 is inviting us to do. As the psalmist invites himself to bless the Lord, O my soul. We're going to look at his benefits and just take some time just to pray. You can pray sentence prayer or just two or three sentences. You don't have to just pray once. This is just a time of expressing back to God. Listen to the psalm again. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. And so maybe you take a moment, somebody feels led to just pray about the benefits of knowing Christ, who forgives all your iniquity. Thank God for the gospel. Thank him for the sufficiency of the cross of Jesus, who heals all your diseases. Have you been physically rescued in any way? Express praise, express thanks back to the ultimate great physician who redeems your life from the pit. Some time together in your groups to just praise God and to say, Lord, thank you for what you've rescued me from. Think about that and what we have been rescued from, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Take some time in the midst of your prayer to just think about and process God's steadfast love toward you. You didn't earn it. You can't gain it or maintain it by your performance. It is freely given and it's all resourced in who he is. So praise him for that. Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Thank him in the midst and express praise to him that he satisfies. Nothing satisfies like him. He is your all-satisfying treasure. So give him praise for that. So we're going to take the next 5 minutes or so to just, or excuse me, 2 or 3 minutes or so, and just express that back to him. So in your groups, just together, go before the Lord and give him praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Open hearts.
Be praised does not alter with our daily circumstances. Praise, worship, adoration is always right and always appropriate. Thank you for this time that we can come together as the body of Christ and mutually encourage one another as we celebrate, as we remember, as we rehearse your mercy and your love and your character. In Christ's name.
the last part of Psalm 103 and verse 5, after that list of benefits, gives the reason why those benefits are given. It says, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles, which echoes what Isaiah wrote over in Isaiah chapter 40. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And it is because of those benefits and because of that reason that we have opportunity to serve him. And we partake in those benefits not just for our own good, but for the good of others. And God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to other people. And on your sheet, there are, I think, three categories of ways that our church specifically is going to be involved in the lives of other people this summer. Some here in the community, some in other parts of the world. Summer camps for our teens and children primarily. Mission trips to China, Alaska, Canada, Hungary, Romania. And then even on our own campus as we try to invite our neighbors and friends to the July 4th outreach. So in the next several minutes, the microphones will be open, and we want to invite you to pray for our outreach as a church this summer as we try to involve ourselves in the lives of other people and share the benefits that God has given us with other people. And so the mics are open for prayer and for scripture reading, and so we invite you to express these needs and our involvement in these needs to the Lord at this time.
Father, as we come to you tonight, I thank you specifically for the Camp of the Woods ministry. Having been up there, I know the service that those folks provide and the value of that, and I pray for each of the people who will be participating in that trip. I pray that you just continue to bless that ministry richly and the people that are served at Camp of the Woods. Thank you, Father.
Father, we pray that with all these mission works this summer, the vacation Bible school, the church picnic, the outreaches, that your name be glorified and that souls be saved, that we can give the gospel message to someone with either our words or our actions and plant or water a seed which will help someone come to know you as Lord and Savior. We thank you for these opportunities in Jesus' name.
We know that Christ said, "Let the little children come unto me." And we are so thankful that in this church, the little children are loved and taken good care of. And tonight, in a certain sense, we are just so sorry to see Donna leave, because she and her girls with her have helped so much in our VBS program and reaching out to these children in Sunday school as well. And yet we just pray tonight especially that you will raise up people to help Rebecca Phillips as she takes this position, and as we see the children coming to our VBS each Wednesday, and then our children also going to these various camps. We pray that you will just raise the workers to help them, and we just pray especially tonight a special blessing as Donna leaves and goes to minister in another church up there. Please bless her, and bless her especially for being so special to us with all her hard work.
Father God, we know that as man we can make all the plans and be organized, but yet we need your power. And we need you to do something that we cannot do, and that is to work in the heart of the people that will be ministered to. We think specifically of these people in China and for the ministry that the God Felters have had in the past and now as they go on to India. But Lord, for this team that's going to China, we would just pray that you would help them to have your wisdom in every decision they make, help them to know what to say and how to say it and when to say it, that it might result in those Chinese people who you love dearly coming to a saving knowledge of you. Thank you for what you're going to do.
Lord, as we follow through in our ministry, I ask that you would just open opportunities and work in people's hearts in our community, especially in the Spanish-speaking community, Lord, and that you would grant us opportunities to represent you. Father, that your work would be done through us and through the ministry of this church. I pray for each participant in this program, and Father God, that your blessing would be there and manifested in a mighty way. I pray, Lord, that you would also grant us strength and wisdom as we direct our programs, and Lord, that you would bless them in a mighty way. Also, give us strength, and each participant, Lord, that you would use us to further work on the lives of those people in our neighborhood through the picnic and various activities that are planned ahead. Thank you, Lord, for all you're doing, what you have done, and planning to do with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we're thankful that we can come tonight to know that you are in our presence and in us and care about our cares and about our people. And we just want to ask you tonight, Father, for Bill and Fred as they are ministering in Eastern Europe. Father, there are many pastors who want to know your word, want to know your word better, want to know how to better serve you. And so as Bill and Fred are over there right now, we just pray your blessing on them physically, that they'll be strong for this, spiritually, that they will be able to resist anything that's going to hinder their attention to the job. But all these men that have come for the conference, Lord, we just pray that you will stir their hearts. Stir their hearts for you, to glorify you, and use Fred and Bill greatly. In Jesus' name.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you not only chose us to be your children, but you also have allowed us the great opportunity to share that gospel and that love with other people. We pray for our church ministries and the outreach. We pray for the finances to come in to be able to send these young people and adults all around the world to share the gospel. We think of the ministry in Alaska. We pray that you'd bless as our young people go up there and others. We think of Tom that's on the way up there right now, and we pray for Linda who will be going up there. We pray for a tremendous outreach up there as they have such a great opportunity through VBS and all kinds of other ministries to share the gospel with people that don't hear it in any other fashion. We pray that you give them safety, give them good health as they minister. We pray that the money would come in to supply for their needs. In Jesus' name.
Lord, I think of our children that will be going to junior camp and also at Lake Ann. What an opportunity this is, and I thank you for those that have given towards helping students go. And I know how important it was in my life as a young person and the decisions that I made as a teenager. And so, Lord, as we are sending our grandchildren, we are so thankful for this opportunity. We pray for those that will be leading our children. Lord, give them godly insight and wisdom and help them to trust you for each moment. And as they work with our young people, Lord, be with those that have a vision and have opened up a camp that will serve you and honor you in this way. And Lord, we know how important this time is for our children and grandchildren, and we thank you that that is an opportunity that we can share in.
Lord, we do thank you for all that you are and for all the ministries and opportunities that you've allowed us to have as a church. The foreign missionaries and those who are in full-time ministry, not only overseas but here at the church, Lord, we we pray that you would just bless Pastor Euler and all the church staff and the school and just all those that are doing what you have called them to do, Lord, that you would just be with them. But Lord, I also pray for us as a church, Lord, those of us who are not in full-time ministry. Lord, I just pray that as we go through our daily lives, Lord, that you would just keep it on our heart, Lord, lay it on our mind that though we may not be in full-time ministry, Lord, we are still your representatives. We are still witnesses to you and of your love and your saving grace, Lord. And that no matter where we go, Lord, whether it's in our homes, whether it's at our work, in our streets, in our communities, Lord, in Walmart, doesn't matter, we are your witnesses, Lord. We are your children. And lay on our heart, Lord, as a church, Lord, the burden to be that witness, Lord, wherever we go and whatever we do.
Dear Father, I just thank you so much that you are the one true God, and we know that truth, and it has set us free, and we are free indeed. And I pray that just this summer, as we look towards these missions opportunities, that there are many who have not heard and do not know this truth. And I pray that seeds would be sown, God, that there would be an awakening, that hearts would be open and tender. I pray you would be preparing now, that you would be going ahead of us, opening hearts. I pray now for those who are preparing to go, God, that you would just bring unity among each of the teams that are going, God, just clarity as they prepare. Give them strength, give them health, give them wisdom. And as they go, God, that one day we will stand before you and rejoice for the souls that were saved over the summer because of the trips and those we were able to send out, our brothers and sisters. I pray we'd commit to them in prayer and just uphold them. God, I thank you so much for the partnership in the gospel. Also pray for those who will continue to labor in those fields and in those places as we leave them with some of those short-term trips, God, and especially lift up some of our students who are going and serving, some short-term, some you are preparing for long-term ministry, God, and I just thank you for that, for some who have committed to full-time ministry just to spread your gospel. God, I pray here in this city that we wouldn't take it lightly, that we each have a ministry, that we are each called to spread your word wherever we're at, and I pray that we take those opportunities, God, if it's in the grocery store, if it's at the coffee shop, if it's wherever we're at in the workplace, God, that we would just share these truths that we know, these benefits of who you are with those around us for this lost and dying world. We thank you for your salvation and your grace. In your name I pray, amen.
Dear God, we begin tonight by thanking you for who you are. And we again want to recognize that you are over all. We continued by thanking you for your benefits of forgiveness and healing and redemption and love and mercy and grace and on and on and on we could go, Lord. And we finish tonight by recognizing that we are very weak and frail, and we need you. And as we close tonight, we sing the song, "Thank You, Lord," and we do. We thank you from the depths of our heart for the cross, for forgiveness. We thank you that we can come and pray. Lord, you ask us to. And I know that I'm doubt you and full of unbelief. And I pray that you'd forgive me for that. Just to recognize, Lord, that you care about us. You care about our well-being, especially spiritually. And I pray that you would just help us to be so thankful to you. And our thankfulness would just overflow in our daily lives as people watch us, Lord. I think of this 4th of July outreach. And I pray that as a church body, we would be so bold in our witness, and that you would draw people
to this campus that would never come here for any other reason. And I pray that you'd just help us to have the courage and boldness to seek people out. Would you lay that on our heart, Lord? And as you do, I pray that you'd help us to be sensitive and not to waste opportunities. Would you stand with me as we close tonight this part of our service? I come before you today.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you.
I don't know about you, but that's 2 months in a row that we've been able to spend some time in praying together, and we need this. Amen? Yeah, we do. June was kind of a month that we were looking at and saying, well, maybe we better wait till July. And so we've got another one scheduled at the end of July. But I want you to just know that as a staff, we know it's important. And we want to try to be better about focusing us on prayer and our need for God's help and our dependence on Him. So hopefully these have been an encouragement to you. They have to me, and I know they have been to other staff members. So we commit to you to try to be better and do better about our prayer life and the faithfulness that God has called us to in our fellowship with Him. I'm going to ask ushers if they would to come. And Morgan and Alyssa are going to play for us. Y'all can come ahead as well. And then Michael, come and share with us. Tom, would you pray for us, please?
Thank you. Well, this has certainly been great tonight as we were praying, as we thought through the benefits that God brings in our lives, and I thought about the goodness of God. One of the things that came to my mind is the people that God has brought into my life over the years, the people that encourage and the people that make us better and the people that challenge us. And one of those people in my life has been Dave Patrick. I met Woody over 30 years ago, and we had the opportunity to play on a world championship flag football team together. We were legends in our own minds. We have photographs to prove it, and we were great. But that's where I first got to know Dave. But over the years, he has done all those things that I mentioned. He has challenged me. He has encouraged me, made me do things I didn't want to do that have made me better, and I really appreciate that. And tonight, we're going to have a reception in the back in just a little while to celebrate them a little bit and to encourage them as they move on to the next step that God has in their life. But we're so thankful for the ministry that they have had in our midst here and for all the ways that God has used them. There were a number of people that we're going to share. Timing didn't allow all to be here, but we have a few people that are going to share tonight. And Jesse is going to come now and share a few things with us, and Bill will come right after that, and then we have another guest speaker on video.
I'm here to give a tribute to Donna, a Renaissance lady. I imagine that nobody else in this church knows as many names and faces of the children in this church as Donna Patrick. She has watched them, watched over them, led them through all these years in the children's ministry and loved them. And Donna is a Renaissance lady. I cannot imagine her taking on any job that she can't tackle and conquer and wrestle around and turn into something wonderful. And I want to give a tribute for her, to her, but so that I won't blubber, I'm going to read it. I've had the unique experience of knowing Donna in many settings, as a college girl, as a blossoming young teacher, as a member of Moms with Tiny Children, as a Sunday school teacher, compassionate mentor of young people with learning disabilities, director of numerous children's activities and programs, and co-planner of retreats and events for adults. I've seen her respond in the role of headmaster's wife, dreaded position, as a teacher of students and a mother of students three times over. I suspect she has sent those dreaded notes home to other kids' parents and probably received a few of her own as well. I've seen her on her knees, frantically painting VBS scenery late at night and setting up tables for a teacher's appreciation dinner on a busy Sunday morning. I've seen Donna ferociously fighting for people and programs she is passionate about. I've seen her patient care of an ailing parent, her long-suffering sighs at her children's disappointments, and her great pride at their great achievements. I've seen her laughing heartily at things that bring her pleasure. I've seen her tears of grief and the heartaches for the people she loves. I've heard her prayers, not only for her husband and her children, but also for the needs of the people to whom she has ministered day after day. Now she has finished this course of her life, and she will be stepping into another field of service. She will have a chance to make new friends and minister to someone else's children. Our hearts go with you, Donna. We're proud to have called you our dear, dear friend, and we're anxious to see the new work God will do in your life and ministry. God bless you, Donna and David.
Many years ago, in another lifetime, I had the opportunity of being a principal at another local school, While I was there, I also had the great opportunity of teaching graduate courses in school administration. We started a program for young aspiring principals, and I got the great opportunity when I wasn't running the school of speaking teaching those classes. At that time, I had a young, wild-eyed, aspiring student, along with a number of other wild-eyed aspiring students that would come to class each day with these wonderful wild ideas, and I had already tried most of them out and found out they were not that productive, but you couldn't tell them that. We had a lot of fun, and at the end of that time, in 1985, I was coming out here to start Grace Academy, and one of those wild-eyed students was David Patrick. And he was a student in those classes, and it was a great thrill to work with him and with others. He had great ideas, and I was all for trying out all the great ideas we could find. And so David talked to me about coming out here to be with Grace Academy. He was also considering another school, and I talked him into coming out here to be with us. So in 1985, he started with us here at Grace Academy. I have a copy of the 1985 yearbook, and it has got some of the most unusual pictures you could ever believe. And if you get a chance, come up here afterwards and look at them. I've got Pastor 27 years ago and David 27 years ago. Is Daryl here? I have his picture from 27 years ago. Mary Ramsey. Now, you may not recognize her, but I also have her picture here in this wonderful Annie. I'll leave it up here, but don't anyone take it. I'm watching it all the time. But you can see. When David came, I looked to see what he was teaching. He may not even remember what he taught his first year. He taught Bible, geography, English, science, PE, and that's just what's listed here. No telling what else he was teaching at that time. We had, it was kind of interesting, we had, I think, 20 teachers that first year, and I think 9 of those 20 were here in the auditorium this morning. So if you get a chance, come and look at them. David had a great contribution to our school and to our ministry here. And I'm thrilled that I had a part to work with him for all those years. I think maybe a course that was not listed in that was kind of the highlight of his life, I think, was seventh grade Bible. I think every time I talked to him, David always talked about the great thrill he had of teaching the seventh grade Bible. I went through my annuals, and in the 1994, it was dedicated to David, and I thought I would read that dedication. In 1994, the yearbook is dedicated to an individual who has truly been a leading light. This individual leads in many areas. He is not only a leading light in our school, but he is also a leading light in his church ministry and his family as well. Mr. Fortenberry said that he has been a longtime friend to both me and Grace Baptist Church and Grace Academy. Not only is he an outstanding principal and educator, but he demonstrated what the teacher must do by living the role that he is told to live and by what he wants to live and by what God wants him to live. As a Christian school teacher and as a parent, his day will find him in meetings before school, walking the halls to visit with students and faculty, and in after-school sessions to counsel students in need of help. The yearbook staff of 1993-94 is proud to dedicate this year's yearbook to Mr. David Patrick. I appreciate David's ministry and all he's done here at the school. When I retired in 1997, he took the school over as headmaster. He was headmaster for 14 years, and he's been, I think, with the school for 26 years. That is a long, long ministry. I wrote down some of the things that he completed. Of course, most of these are facility-wise, but under his watch here, they built a new daycare, which is a beautiful facility on the hill. They put in the football stadium, the plaza back there, which is a gorgeous piece of work, and we're so proud of it. He also was the director during the building of the elementary school. And under his watch, the enrollment in the school rose to over 800 students back a few years ago. So we have a lot to be thankful for. He's had a great ministry here, and we're thrilled and excited to know that he's going to another ministry, and I know he's going to be very successful there in working with that ministry.
Well, I am sure sorry that I am not going to be here in person to give you folks the kind of send-off that you really deserve, complete with all kinds of special memories about some of the intriguing things that David has done through the years. Because I'm taping this, there's probably one or two things I'll be able to share along the way, but suffice it to say, it's been a wonderful experience having David with us since 1985. Now, David was single when he came, and you know, there were particular habits that were hard to deal with from I guess a nutritional side of the thing. I'm thinking particularly of at 9 o'clock every morning he goes to the cafeteria and goes into the ice cream freezer and gets a cherry brown cow, and that was breakfast. And of course we had the opportunity to have Daryl tell us about Kathy making him biscuits and gravy and things like that, and David getting a cherry brown cow. Of course we said at that time, David, all of that's going to change when you get a wife and everything. Well, the cherry brown cows are gone, but I don't know what happened to the breakfast. But we had a fabulous time in those early years, and it was a family, and we enjoyed the camaraderie and the playing of tennis and all of the rest of the things that we were able to do at that time. And so, David, you've been a big part of that for a good many of years. I am excited at what God is doing and the opportunity that you are having as you're going to the EV Free Church in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I think God's going to use your gifts and going to use your ministry in a wonderful, wonderful fashion. And of course, the tragedy is that you're carrying your wife with you. I guess that's really not a tragedy, but Donna has been such an integral part of children's ministry and helping us really pull a variety of things together. And when you really sit down and you go back there and you realize the kind of ministry that's been chiseled out from the standpoint of the division of rooms and a lot of the decorating, and of course all of the opportunities we've had with VBS in terms of moving us along and helping us develop those areas, that's been wonderful. You're both going to be very, very missed, and we're excited that God is continuing to lead you and move you on a step-by-step basis. We love you both. Thank you for your service and for your wonderful ministry in our midst.
Token to give to you.
Pardon? Big candy bar.
A big candy bar, yes. Giant Hershey bar. We want to just wanted to give you these things. I know people want to greet you when we head back to the hospitality room in just a minute, and then we'll take the time to do that. But I just want to say we love you both. We love your family, and we're going to miss you. Love you. Hard to get something for the guy who does everything, but this hopefully is something you can use and you can look up and think of the beautiful hills of Tennessee or other things in Tennessee from time to time. Thank you.
Should I?
It might be Tennessee orange.
Should I?
Go ahead. Hopefully that's something you can put in your office and think back.
Mike, I've already told him up there, and is that the Itsy Bitsy 11, or they have 12 now in the Big Ten? I'm not sure, but I've already told him that, you know, after 6 years in a row, we're kind of bored of winning the national championship in the SEC. And they didn't appreciate that. I don't know what the problem was, but Joe Paterno and Penn State is what's going on up there.
Yep, that's true. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then we can head back, and please join us in the hospitality room. Father, we thank you so much again for your goodness and for the people that you bring into our lives, people that you use to sharpen us people that you use to encourage us and challenge us. And I thank you for Donna and Dave and for their family, for the ministry that they've had here and the way that you've used them, Father. And we know that you're going to use them mightily in the days to come. We thank you for all that you're doing in our midst, and I pray that you'll be with us tonight. May the things that we say and do be pleasing to you. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.